Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're studying the topic of the Holy Spirit, and particularly the subject of what the Spirit desires. This is the fourth of our recordings on this subject, and we are again in Romans chapter 8. Today we're looking at verses 14 to 17. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. The Spirit desires that we fully enjoy all the benefits of our adoption. If we feel safe in our family, we can cope with anything. We have a father who can cope with whatever happens in our lives. I wonder if you ever took part in the school playground boasting, the kind of thing where one child would say to another, "My dad's bigger than your dad. My dad could beat your dad up any day." Well, it's not boasting when it comes to our Heavenly Father. He is stronger than any other being or thing that could threaten us. So what are the benefits of our adoption into this wonderful family? Well, two things, I think. Firstly, no fear. We don't have to live in fear. Verse 15. Paul gives several reasons for fearlessness. Can you see here the allusions to the Exodus? The Israelites were led by a pillar of fire and cloud. We are led by the Spirit. Israel was called God's son. We are now his sons and daughters and can call him Abba or Daddy. They were led safely through the desert. We are led safely through a dead world. They were rescued from slavery in Egypt. We are rescued from slavery to sin. They were heirs of the promises to Abraham. We are heirs of the promises made to Messiah, to Christ. Since we have these amazing promises, let us not fear anything, certainly not fearing being obedient to God. So fear is one aspect, but I think the other is the point that since we're adopted, we are now heirs. Verse 17. Since we're heirs, we can live confidently. We are able to endure suffering because we anticipate sharing in Christ's glory. Our adoption does not shield us from pain in this life, but it does guarantee that our inheritance cannot be threatened by anyone or anything. The Spirit himself guarantees that. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. The Holy Spirit has desires. He desires to condemn sin, not you and me, just to set us free from sin. He desires our liberation from sin, and he desires that we enter into all the joys of our adoption. If that is what he desires, then let us desire wholehearted obedience to him. There is nothing to fear in obeying someone who wants nothing but the best for us. Now this concludes our four parts on what the Spirit desires. We'll go on to look at some other aspects of the Holy Spirit in the next few recordings. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.